Fuck. Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I woke you up. I had a nightmare. No, no, don't turn the light on. Just go back to sleep. You have work in a couple of hours. I'm fine. You sure? Work is in. Okay, just snuggle me a bit. Yeah, just spoon me like you usually do. I always feel so safe in your arms. I don't really remember what freaked me out in it. That's the thing, isn't it? It didn't start out like a nightmare. It started out with... Oh. No, I don't really want to talk about it. Just go back to sleep. Babe, please don't make me. Because it's embarrassing. Fine. We were having sex, okay? Details. I'm not gonna give you details, you perv. It was just sex. No, be quiet. I wanna go back to sleep. No. If I tell you, will you let me go to sleep? Fine. Okay. We were in bed. Like this. Exactly like this, actually. We're snuggling. Spooning. You're holding me close. Pulling me back into you. My head is resting on one arm, your other hand is resting on my hip. Yeah, just like that. You were very warm, especially your hands. So, in the dream, your one hand is on my hip. And I don't remember what we were talking about in the dream, but you started doing this little stroking motion with your fingertips along my hip. Yeah, sort of what you're doing right now. And then your fingertips slowly starts trailing up my side. No, it didn't tickle in this dream. And then over my ribs. Then it starts to slowly cup my breast. Yeah. Like that. And then it started to. Yeah. Teasing my nipples. Pinching and tugging like that. Then you started kissing the back of my neck, whispering what you were going to do to me, making me so wet. And while you were doing that, my hand moved down the center of my body, creating a trail of goosebumps, slipping down until it got to my soaking pussy. Just as I was about to slip a finger inside, you grabbed my wrist, pulling my hand away, And in my ear you growled, "No, that belongs to me." Oh. Yeah, I could have just come from that. Your hips started to move against me from behind. Then you started to shift your hips in small circles. Then with your free hand, you tugged my hair a little, just so I remembered who was in control. Forcing my neck so you could kiss my forehead. Just like that. Tenderly. Then your hand slipped on my belly, my back firmly against your front. I could feel your cock hard and throbbing at the back of my leg. Your fingers massaged my inner thigh lightly before you slid your finger between my damp slit, pressing gently, making swirls around my clit. Fuck yeah. Like that, my hips start to bucking at your touch, feeling the pressure increase from your deft fingers. So your hand pulled my leg over your flexing hip because you couldn't be patient anymore. And you knew I wanted you inside me so badly. Put your cock inside me. Please. Please. The dream you were quick. Your hard cock between my legs from behind before I could get my bearings, teasing my entrance. Yeah. Just as roughly as that. And then from behind, you slipped your thick cock inside my pussy, warm and insistent. Deep and hungry, just like that. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. And then the dream I was taking your cock just like this, begging for more, whimpering for your cock. More, please. More. Please, baby, fuck me deeper. I want all of your cock. I can take it. Yes. My pussy belongs to you. Only you. Hold my hips and just fuck me. I want you to use my body just like you did in the dream. I want you holding me close to you. Moving slowly and languidly, your hand slipping between my thighs, making me tingle all over you as you Fuck me and play with my clit. Oh God, yeah. I want you to fill me with your cock. In and out. Slowly, letting me feel every inch. Feeling my walls yield to you. Yeah. Just like that. Yes, I'm so close. But first, come for me, baby. Please come for me. Thank you, baby. I just realized what freaked me out in the dream. You said we were never going to have sex again. Fuck. Yeah, I could go back to sleep again. Good night. Again.